All right, we got four games in the Stanley Cup playoffs tonight. Leafs Lightning down in Tampa. Boston looking to hold on against Carolina. Minnesota looking to hold on against St. Louis. And the Oilers looking to hold on against L.A. So it's going to be a fun night. We've got Darren Dreger, our TSN Hockey Insider, in here. Dregs, we've been talking about the handshake lines all day. I was predicting we see three tonight.
Ooh.
I'm predicting we see two. Noodle's predicting we only see one. Do you have a read on that? Do you have a prediction for how many handshake lines we see tonight?
Ooh, that's a good one.
You don't have to name names. Just give us a number.
What if we see none?
Zero. That's absolutely an option.
Zero.
Okay, so zero's been picked. The only thing that hasn't been picked is four. Grappler, do you want four?
Grappler? Yeah, you got to put 100 on that, too. You didn't remind him of that, too.
Right? All right, Grappler's on four tonight. He sees all four. No game sevens, at least in this, you know, this daily routine.
So we haven't named the teams that we think are
going to advance? No, we haven't named the team. I guess you don't have to, because you've just taken zero, so you don't think anything's going to happen tonight. O's got three. That's a big number. You got to pick three teams that are going to win tonight. You don't have to say it on the air.
I'm not
going to
say it on the air. I already text Grappler. I said you privately text Grappler, and whatever happens, happens. Then he'll reveal.
Yep. I'm gonna text my two. I haven't quite figured that out yet. I'm not sure which two. Noodles, you only need one, so that's not
gonna
be tough.
Yeah, but you gotta put some thought to it too. You don't just start shooting from the hip.
That's right.
You
know?
Yeah, but I mean there are people that are driving home listening to this.
They want to know.
Are you kidding me?
They want to know.
Like, put it on the line.
All right, St. Louis and Toronto. I'll say it publicly. Forget it.
I got St. Louis, Carolina, Toronto.
There you go. All right, Noodles, you can think on it. It's all
well,
good.
Actually, let me think.
Think on it.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
You think on it, okay?
Yeah, let me think on it. I'll get back to you.
All right.
I'll get
back to you. All good. So, the nature of this series with the Leafs and Lightning would suggest that Owen and I have no idea what we're talking about because it's about counter punches, right? Like Tampa expected to counter, and they've won 16 in a row when they lose a game. It's just a remarkable stat. Like, they'll show up tonight. You know Tampa. That wouldn't that be a shock if Tampa, the Leafs blew out Tampa tonight?
That would be
like,
a
that's
shock.
The most difficult thing to envision.
So,
right?
We were talking about this as we were getting ready to do SportsCenter. John Cooper is masterful at planting the seed of doubt directed at the Toronto Maple Leafs without being rude or condescending about it. So I don't know if you saw his quote earlier today, but he says, we've been in some of these situations, we've won these type of games before, but that doesn't mean we're going to. We just can't go out there, throw our sticks on the ice, and say, these guys haven't won in the past, so it's ours.
Ooh, that hurts.
So he challenges his own team, but then reminds everybody, including the Maple Leafs, that they haven't won anything before.
Yeah, is that bulletin board material?
Oh, I did the same thing with Jack Campbell a couple days ago. He was like, I'm not worried about scoring goals against this guy.
But he's right. Like, they lost, but they put three on the board the other night.
That's right.
Like, they've scored a lot of goals on Jack Campbell.
Well, so he's speaking truth and then kind of taking a subtle shot at the very end where it's masterful work.
It is, but that's what John Cooper does. Like, everything is calculated. Mm-hmm. There has to be adjustments. Now, he has the last change. So he's got an opportunity to try and, you know, mix and match tonight. But I saw that comment today, too, and I thought it was kind of funny because you know exactly what he's doing. He's,
for sure.
You know, saying, hey, our guys have been there. I'm going to challenge them, you know, to push. But, you know, on the other side, you know, we've seen what they've been doing, too. So it gets them thinking. But I don't think Austin Matthews is sitting there tonight going, John Cooper thinks this. Like, you know what? You're in your own bubble.
Yeah.
And I, as a player, I don't know how you guys felt, but, like, I just never worried about what the other coach was saying. Like, that never, you know, that
how
never
would you even find
me.
His quotes if you're doing your own daily routine?
These guys
are
on Twitter nowadays.
I guess you can find it. Yeah, that's true. If you're on Instagram or Twitter, you'd probably find the quotes.
Yeah.
But, we'll see. So game six, Toronto, Tampa. Obviously, there are nerves there. There's a high expectation for the Leafs to finally punch a ticket. But if it doesn't happen tonight, then they will have another kick at the can on Saturday. That does not apply with Edmonton.
No.
A lot more nerves, I would think, in L.A. with the Oilers. Because if it goes south tonight, you know all of the same questions are coming up. Another spoiled season of McDavid's prime.
My favorite one is going to be McDavid was going to want out.
He's going to want out. Noodles, it'll be happening by midnight tonight, Eastern time, Pacific time for sure.
Which, by the way, is our fault here in Toronto. for creating that narrative that then drifts out west.
Right.
According to Ryan Rashog, James Duthie and I did his podcast earlier this week.
Oh, it's your fault?
Yeah. Well, it's no, it's more your fault.
It's probably my fault.
It's overdrive. Yeah, you know.
No. I'll say it's our fault. I'll take responsibility for that. If the Oilers win, I'll probably demand he gets out of there tomorrow. But no, but that's
it's not crazy to think that Hayes. I mean, if they don't win again. And Bob Nicholson, we just talked about it on SportsCenter, like a couple of years ago, he's like, there's something in the water here, and I don't know what it is. So after that, gets a new GM in there, makes a bunch of trades, fires a bunch of coaches. They miss, they lose in the bubble, they get swept by Winnipeg. So if they can't get it done against the LA Kings, whatever was in the water is apparently still there.
Yeah.
So, and this day and age, and it's not just saying that McDavid's going to say, I hate Edmonton, I want out of here. Athletes just say, you know what, maybe it's time to do something different.
Well, and I think the frustration for people in Edmonton is, why doesn't that apply to Matthews if the Leafs lose again? And it should. Like, if we're being realistic, if McDavid is so flustered that they can't get it done, why would Matthews share the same frustration?
Because in a year and a half, he gets to pick wherever he wants.
He's got a different contract.
We're a year away from that.
Don't you think these athletes, though, want to finish what they started? You know what I mean? Like, it's like, that's, you know, if I'm not going to even go there with Toronto right now, but like, if it doesn't work out, Austin Matthews isn't going to go, well, you know what? Like, that guy wants to dig in. Like, they take a lot of pride. That's their show. This is his show.
Yep.
McDavid, that's his show. Like, to me, it's more circling them going, you can't drag that team through. Like, you know, the Oilers had 104 points this year. They had a pretty good season considering what went on for about 6 weeks. Like, I think change has to happen. Don't get me wrong, but any team that loses in the first round, then the exact same team's not coming back. Like, that's the bottom line is, change is happening if you lose in the first round, regardless.
Just about how drastic. Like, everyone knows.
Right. We're talking about enormous holes.
Right.
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 And then goaltending might be among them. Or do you come back?
It's shocking if it's not. If they lose, how does Mike Smith come back with Koskinen?
It depends how you're investing your money. It won't. No, Koskinen isn't coming back.
But maybe you go. You
go with Mike Smith and you know, whatever they've got coming there. But you know, Evander Kane is going to want to get paid, and you can guarantee Connor McDavid is going to be pushing everybody in Edmonton to get Evander Kane signed to some form of extension. So there's not a lot of money to be spent to go around in plugging those holes in Edmonton.
Right.
But those questions and those concerns, those issues are absolutely going to surface and be loud if they get eliminated by the Kings.
And then don't have to be answered right now. If you win tonight, you win game seven, then you move on, and it doesn't matter what happened throughout, you know, the series and how difficult it was to overcome. What about this Trouba-Crosby stuff? Like, doesn't sound like the league's going to do anything.
No. I mean, that was reported earlier today that Department of Player Safety is not doing anything. Mm-hmm. I think both clubs were informed, and there's probably some level of explanation. I'm told Sid isn't good today. And what that means, I think we can look and see the video, and how his head snapped back. No one is suggesting or indicating that it is concussion, and given his history, that's automatically what we assume and we leap to. But, you know, just the messaging is he's not feeling really good today. And man, what a disaster, you know, obviously for Sidney Crosby, but he has played so well for the Penguins. That line has been dominant in this series. He goes out and the New York Rangers push back in a big way, and it could be series changing.
Yeah, that's, we've been pumping his tires for 15 years. We've been doing it with Sid, but this week we've been talking about him. Like, he's been as dominant as anyone in the playoffs.
Yeah. Hayes, when he's been unbelievable. He's one of those guys where, with the, you know, let's say it's a head injury, you're wondering, does he ever come back? It's just that anyone with multiple concussions,
right.
I'm always worried, and I'm like, man, like, how do you say to somebody or your family or your teammates, or whatever, I'll be back in a week or whatever? It seems crazy.
Well, that's the first thing I thought of last night, guys, is you know, we haven't seen this, and knock on wood for him, in years. He's kind of been through that. And now all I thought about was it David Steckel?
Steckel got him in the outdoor
Steckel,
game.
And there was, I think Brooks Lake ran into him. There was another time, too. Like, there was, you know, he's had multiple, but, like, that's all I came back to was, like, you know, now you're heading down a road where he's been before, and it was a long road back.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, let's hope that's not the case. But yeah. Until we see him on the ice tomorrow night, there's going to be a ton of nerves, right?
Yeah, and I mean, Pittsburgh isn't happy that nothing was done. But, you know, if you fairly analyze that play, it's a collision. Maybe there's a minor penalty. But beyond that, it's just bad luck. That's the way it looks
to me. Yeah,
he steps
up and he tries to make a move and he gets him. I mean, it's the nature of the player that leads to a conversation, the injury. But
Trouba is a hard hitter, too.
And like Trouba's a big boy. He's a big boy. We'll see. What about Calgary? We haven't even talked about them today. That was impressive last night. Oof. Like, that was an impressive third period.
And it didn't really look so hot. Like, you know, the second period, they're down 2-0 or 2-1 in a game where nothing was happening offensively.
No.
Yep. It came alive last night.
Well, and you know what? It looked to me like there was a higher level of discipline. Not they've taken a ton of penalties, per se, but the after-the-whistle stuff, right, that Calgary can engage in, they seem to just stay away from it. And play hockey, and it served them well.
Where are the penalties? Like, is that from Bettman saying this nonsense is going on?
Yeah,
and I know there was the cross check last year. It was Mayfield, I think, with the Islanders. Who did he cross check from Tampa?
Oh, he buried someone too.
Kucherov. It was Kucherov.
Yep.
But what did he say? You better call everything this year? Because it's crazy what's going on out there.
Yeah, call it tight and make sure that the regular season standard applies. And look, I think they've been true to form. It's not great for the flow. I mean, how many...
Terrible.
You know, the Tampa-Toronto game, what was it? Game 3, where there was like 12 minor penalties?
I mean,
it's a flow killer. It absolutely is. But, you know, John Tavares said this, I think, in Game 2, where he came out post-game and he said, you know what? We just have to be smarter because the refs have made it abundantly clear. They're only taking one guy, you know. They're not throwing out the coincidental. So, you know, be smarter. When you get taken off the ice, know that it's coming the next time, regardless of the situation.
Right. Yeah. It's. I hope it doesn't continue for another 3 rounds, though. Like, I really... I understand the messaging. I understand the... You know, it sounds good. Call it like you should. But the reality is, if a physical sport, you could find a penalty on every shift.
You could.
Like, you could find one on every shift. So you're still being subjective. You're still letting a lot go. So why are you not allowing those to go when you're letting other infractions
And when
go?
when you call it that tight, to your point, you can't miss.
No, right? You have to hit everything.
Yeah, and Stamkos was pissed off about that, you know, after Game 5. Right? You felt like you had a stick in the face and it wasn't called, and then he gets called. So that is the issue when you call it this tight, is you take away the element of human error in the judgment process, right? Because you can't miss.
I agree. I just, you know what? I know people were getting, it was a hot button topic where they were saying refs were managing the game. I much prefer that. Manage the game in a way where a penalty is called, but if it's a 50-50, I'd much rather let the game have flow, and especially if it's a neutral zone, you know, nothing, play along the wall, like stuff like that. To me, manage it in a way where allow the players to dictate how the game is going to unfold. Mm-hmm. You know, that's the way I see it. But then again, you've got some other people that are saying, like, just call the penalties and the players
are
sorted
out. Well, I
think
there's this concern that, you know, the sport is going to revert to 1980s hockey, and it's just not the nature of it. Guys don't play that way anymore.
No.
Like, it's not, if you put the whistle away, that doesn't mean you're talking line brawls and elbows being thrown and hits from behind. That's not going to happen.
No.
It's just guys don't play like that. The game's too fast. They're committed to a different style.
But more up and down, 5-on-5, hard hitting, back and forth, and
you see
who gets the you see who has the better team when it's just 5-on-5 nonstop.
Right. Exactly. I hope it applies to the 4 games tonight. But we'll see. All right, Drex. Good seeing you, man. 0 handshake lines tonight.
0.
Wow. So that's 4 game 7s in the bank. Yeah. 4 game 7s in the bank.
Bold.
That is bold. Yeah. Well, and on the other side, I guess we'll find out, right? Because the Rangers looking to survive. The Capitals looking to survive. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
And obviously Dallas looking to survive. All right, Dregs. Enjoy the games tonight, man. We'll see you again soon.
All right, guys. Thank you.
There's Darren Dreger at TSN Hockey Insider.